Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome everybody to the show. We are very excited. It's Monday night, and that must mean it's time for our Disney Patreon show. We got a fun show. We're going to talk about some cool things, but you know, how's your weekend?
It was good.
I know we're going to talk about this on the regular show, but
yeah,
it was good. Wanted to bring that up. Any
we had a meetup.
I hate missing that meetup.
We had a meetup. We were at the Teratoni Lounge.
Yeah.
I miss the old food menu there. I'm not liking this new food menu right now.
Yeah, you were struggling last time we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, I had a little bit of a back issue, and I could not stand up. I would have been a grumpy cuss. Yeah. So, I wasn't there. I hated missing it. But it's good to see pictures and see everybody there. But yeah.
I went to Roaring Fork and had some chicken nuggets. And then went to the Teratoni Lounge.
And was solely disappointed in their food.
Yeah, didn't order anything except for drinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule call it a night?
No, actually I had two Pilsners.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, my friend.
I went beer this time.
Yeah. Well, every now and then you got to get a beer.
Exactly.
So what we thought we would talk about today is, you know, I don't know if you know this, Tony, but apparently there's a big football game this weekend.
I've heard this. Is that like Disney versus Universal?
Something like that. I'll say that this is the first time I've said this publicly. I've not watched one football game this season.
Oh, I never do so.
By choice.
Yeah.
By choice. So you never watch football, so you don't watch the Super Bowl either?
Not really.
Yeah. The only thing about the Super Bowl that I would like to see is a Justin Timberlake. I like to see the halftime show. That's about it.
Today's show did a survey, and it was interesting because I think like 27% of the people only watch it for the halftime show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, with all the boneheaded decisions the NFL's made this season, it's really hard for me to get really excited about watching the game. Plus, I hate the New England Patriots.
Oh, really?
So, you know, why do I want to see another Patriots victory? You know? So
if you were to put money on one of the two teams,
I'd probably put money on the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles are great and all, but I don't think they can overcome Tom Brady and the dynasty. There's just no way. Yeah. Plus, Tom Brady's already had that sixth finger medically attached so that he can have the extra space for that. You know, his hand looks awkward. It's just the weirdest. Anyway. So the reason we're talking about football on a Disney podcast is we wanted to share some of our ideas and thoughts about where you can go see the big game. If you're planning on being on Disney property, like if you're vacationing here at Disney, or you just happen to be on Disney property and you're like, oh, there's a football game on that I should probably go watch. Now, I think the caveat to start off with is you're not going to probably be able to. Like, it's not going to be the most comfortable seat.
You're not going to be the only one there.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice way of putting it. You ain't going to be alone. There's going to be a lot of people.
Either cheering for your team or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you got a dog in the race or not. This is going to be a pretty big deal. In fact, I've not read, but I'm sure that there's probably some resorts that they're going to make it a little bit more enjoyable for guests. I mean, I don't think they're going to be, you know, showing it on a big screen because legally they can't.
Yeah.
But what are some ideas that you and I have where we can suggest places to go see the big game if you are crazy? I mean, if you're interested in going to see it.
Probably the first place I would recommend is any of the pool bars because they may be a little bit less crowded than some of the indoor bars. If you don't mind being outside.
Right.
A lot of them have, almost all of them have some kind of big screen television.
Yeah.
And food and drinks.
If you had to pick a top two, which would your two be? Because I know.
I would go to Yacht and Beach.
Yeah.
Hurricane Hannah's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Would probably be one. I would have said Trout Pass at the Wilderness Lodge, but it's not there now anymore. You can only get a mani-pedi.
You can only get your hair done and yeah. mani-pedis.
They may have a television in there if you want to do that. Right. I mean, get a mani-pedi and watch the game.
Right.
You could do that. What time the game is at? Like what? Seven?
Kickoff's like at 6.
Yeah, so most of the bars will be open.
Yeah.
I might want to try also the new Ale and Compass.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So I can't believe you didn't say my first choice would be a Roaring Fork.
No, there's no television in Roaring Fork.
Yeah, there is.
No.
In the bar? In the bar?
The Territory Lounge,
above
you mean?
The bar? No, above the bar. There's not TV, sir?
Roaring Fork is in the Wilderness Lodge, in the quick service.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Roaring Fork. What's the new outdoor bar?
Oh, Geyser Point.
Geyser Point.
Yeah,
sorry.
Geyser Point would. Yeah, Geyser Point would be
fork.
Good.
I had Roaring Fork on the brain because you mentioned it.
Because I said it. Yeah. Geyser Point would be a good place too.
Yeah. And it might be a little easier because it's open air.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Might get chilly, but it's open air. It won't maybe feel like a trap so much. That's
what I'm saying. Like the pool bar is probably a good place.
That's my first choice, and then my second choice would be. Gosh, where would I choose a second choice? Like the most out of the way bar, I would probably venture to say, oh yeah, the pool bar at the Hippy Dippy Pool at the at the Pop Century.
Oh, okay.
We were just there for no good reason, okay. And they have a bar there. I'm not sure they have a TV there. That's the only thing I'm not 100% sure about. But That is not a bar that people frequent.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is if you go to any one of these pool bars, you know, maybe the wife and the kids are not that interested in the game. So they can do something at the pool while you're at the pool bar watching the game.
Right.
If your wife's then interested, maybe you can do a swap, you know.
Right.
You go watch a game, I'll watch the kids. Now you go watch a game, I'll go watch the kids.
Right. You know? Yeah. And, you know, if you're staying on property, and you know, if you don't want to watch it in your room, which I understand why you wouldn't want to,
that's a good place to do it too.
Yeah, it is a great place to do it. But you know, half the reason you would watch the Super Bowl is to have some type of an experience with people around, just to cheer and rag on other people.
Right.
But you know, if you're doing it like at any of the resorts or any of the bars/restaurants at another bar that does have a TV. Is the Wave Bar has a TV.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a bad place to go. But if it's close to one of the theme parks, you could actually let the kids and wife
go. I don't think there's really any bar that doesn't have a television.
Well, the bar at the Top of the World Club does have it.
Yeah, okay.
And the Top of the World
they
does.
Do. Yeah.
No, California Grill does have a bar, a TV in the bar. Yeah. So so that
but all the bar bars.
Yeah, that would probably be the first choice. Yeah,
Top of the World would be a good place too.
Yeah, another place that.
Now here's what I was surprised in doing some of my research. You would think they would have something at ESPN. You know, all right, they just built this 8,000 seat arena. You throw up one of those big inflatable televisions. You seat 8,000 people. They have like now what seven concession stands and 32 kiosks that sell food. So there's. Certainly plenty of food, and I'm sure there's alcohol over there.
Yes. However, the problem is the game is on NBC. That's the first hurdle. Mm-hmm. The second hurdle is you'd have to pay NFL to show the game. You're not supposed to show the game publicly unless you have...
Well, every television at Disney that's in a bar is public.
Well, there's a difference between... A TV's on and the game is on versus you're having a large event with screens and for the sole purpose of watching the Super Bowl.
I don't think that'd be a problem. They'd pass it along to you as the ticket holder.
I'm sure they would. Well, you know, back in the day when I was doing church stuff, you know, we would always have to pay a licensing agreement that we would show the Super Bowl, but we couldn't say the Super Bowl. We'd have to call it the big game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other hoops that we would have to jump through, but ESPN,
right.
World of Sports is not a choice. And if you can get there early enough, because it's a pain in the butt trying to get a seat there, is ESPN Zone.
Well, ESPN is charging $100 per person this year.
Yeah. What is included in that $100?
Any or all of the food on the menu plus drinks.
So you can get all the food you want, but you have to pay for drinks.
No. and drinks.
Really? For $100?
For $100.
Dang.
But from what I hear, it's sold out. So yeah, you'd have to keep calling and right, wait for a cancellation right, to now get your butt in there. I guess they've learned in the past
right,
that just having an open door policy for a game like this does not really work. Because they do turn away a lot of people. And I think they're trying not to do that. They're,
every game day, every day during football season, it's difficult to get a seat or a table
yeah,
ESPN. And on the Super Bowl, it makes even more sense. But for $100 for all the food and drink, that's not a horrible deal.
Yeah.
I don't think Sid and I would go, but, you know, if you wanted to go and I wanted to go and we had $100, well, why yeah, not? If we were to have a Super Bowl party at our house, we'd spend way
probably $100 of food
easily
and beer.
In alcohol, we would spend that easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Some other ideas?
Yeah, so you mentioned your hotel room. It really is a good place. Especially if the wife and kids want to go to a park and, you know, you want to watch the game, that's a great place. And if you have a DVC, I mean, you do have a pretty big television. You probably have a couch or a sofa or chairs. So I would think, you know, get some beer, you know. Get an Uber, go to Publix, get some chips and dip and some beer, and you can certainly have some fun watching the game in your own room in peace and quiet.
Now,
you know, if you don't mind that.
If you're a member of DVC, kind of
yeah,
you have access to their club room, right? Or what's the special room like they have in the Polynesian and they have concierge level?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there like a concierge?
Yeah. Well, yeah, every deluxe has got a concierge level. You have to pay for that.
Oh, that's not a free deal?
No.
That's a bummer.
Not even for DVC.
No. That's a bummer.
No. And now, who just built? Oh, the Wilderness Lodge, Reunion Station, is now a DVC concierge.
Right.
That they built, you know, out around the backside of the Geyser Point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think that's free. I think you have to pay an extra cost
right,
like you do, you know, normal concierge.
Yeah, that's interesting. Another bar that wouldn't be a bad idea, they don't have a lot of TVs there, is PB&G.
Yeah.
Four Seasons.
Yeah, they got some, they got two or three.
I'm shocked shows, they're not doing a Super Bowl deal.
Yeah, last time they did, they did a Super Bowl menu that had something for each team.
Right. Boston had beans, yeah, chowder,
yeah,
lobster.
Yeah, something like that. And there's a lot of places to go walk property, too.
Well, yeah, if we want to go off property.
There's Orlando tons. Ale House.
Yeah.
They got tons of televisions.
There's ale houses near the... I got... Woo! There's ale houses near the front end of Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. What's that, 528?
Yeah.
They also have one on 192. Gosh, you got every type of restaurant. And all yeah, restaurants have bars and TVs.
Yeah, what's that? And what's that place like Hooters that's Irish? They just built that right now on 528. Stilts?
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
It's like Hooters,
like
but
Hooters.
Irish. It's Twin yeah, Peaks. Yeah, and there's a lot of different bar restaurants all yeah, along, you know, 192. There's a great Irish pub. Now, this is true insider information. It, 192 and 27 is called Devaney's Irish Pub.
Oh, there you go.
No, they're not paying me for that, by the way.
Right.
We go there a lot. That's where I discovered Angry Balls.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of TVs there. It's Irish food. The food's good. The drinks right, are good and cold. There's places there. There's all sorts of places around 192. You know, if you're wanting name brand stuff, you know, Chili's, Applebee's,
all those places. TGIF Fridays.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so if you want to go there. And then the thing is if you did some research, there's, you know, all of those places and some of the resorts that are not on Disney property are offering Super Bowl parties too.
Yeah, sure.
Some of the resorts. I don't know what's going on like at the Hilton, Buena Vista, and the Palace, but I do know that there's
all the hotels on Hotel Boulevard.
Yeah, I do know that there's companies in that weekend and they're already making plans.
Another, there's some places at Disney Springs too. Splitsville.
Right.
Has got some televisions around both of the bars.
Splitsville's great. A great outside yep, bar. The TV is House of yep, Blues.
Yep, House of Blues.
Gosh, what are some other places?
The Hangar Bar does not.
Hangar Bar doesn't.
Mary Moda does not.
That would break the...
Raglan Road, I haven't been to the bar. Do they have a television?
The outside place doesn't because they got the singing and dancing.
Yeah.
The inside doesn't because they have singing and dancing. So I don't think
so. Maybe not.
There's there. I don't.
Boathouse has got some televisions.
Boathouse does.
Inside bar and outside bar.
Right. That's a great place if you can spend the money to hang out there for four or five hours. So let's see. What else would be a good place at Disney Springs? Not a lot is coming to mind.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And there's...
Art Smith doesn't have one.
No.
No, that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, just coming up with different resorts, you know, that this would be a great time to go resort hop and check out the bar. Call over and say, hey, does your bar have a TV? Are you showing the game?
Yeah.
And they're going to say, yeah, you should have gotten here yesterday.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
But I think the wisest move is what Tony mentioned. The safest move is to either make a run to Publix with Uber or do Instacart or something and get some food and beverage delivered to your hotel and just stay inside and watch the game. And, you know, if you want to have a group viewing, get some people together in your room. I don't know.
Yeah.
That just is the safest route to me.
I was dropping somebody off at Yonge Beach, and there was a car in front of me. And it was just, you know, Amazon's got, you know, their own little delivery service now. So it was this woman with her own little minivan. Not minivan, but a minivan.
Right.
And it was just stuffed with Amazon boxes. And she was like, she had like, I don't know, five or six in her hand that she was delivering to Yonge Beach. So, hey, I think you could do Amazon Prime now. At most of the Disney resorts, I think that's okay too.
Right. Rick's.
Rick's is a good place.
Rick's is a great place because that's an out of the way place. And if they don't have a convention in, that bar is super duper
empty.
empty. You know, if you wanted to go a little bit more high end, Shula's.
Oh yeah.
If you wanted the football theme,
right?
You can go to Shula's, but Tony and I absolutely do not promote going to Shula's. and if you have the reservation there, you might want to check the fine print. Just saying.
They may have a fixed price beer drinking policy.
Right. you know, there's another hotel bar that's actually a lot of fun. We have watched baseball games there, which is the Lapu Lapu at Polynesian.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small bar.
Yeah.
But they've got a big screen TV. We've watched tons of stuff there before.
Yeah.
They're super not comfortable seats, but he gets fireworks and
stuff. Right.
So, yeah, that's our best information. Any other?
No. I didn't see anything about Disney except for ESPN. I think they were the only one that was charging. I didn't see anybody else saying that there was a fee. And I really didn't dig around on any of the local places to see what they were doing, if they were charging a cover or some kind of fixed price or whatever.
Right. If you don't have a location picked out already,
and a plan
with several backup options,
right?
It's going to not go well for you. I will throw one other place in that I just remembered, but you have to go off property down 192 towards 27, which if you get in a cab or an Uber, they'll be able to get you there. But any BW3. Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wing.
Oh, yeah.
They
got lots of televisions.
Yeah, tons of televisions. They're huge. Yeah. The food's not horrible.
Right.
That would probably be, if I wasn't already planning to go somewhere, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Of course, there's Hooters locations.
Mm-hmm.
Salty Dog Ale House is a great place to go.
Do any of the breweries have televisions and places for people to...
Well, Salty Dog does because it's a bar as well. Almost every brewery that I've been to in the local area has a TV. I don't know if they're going to be showing the game. I'm sure they are. But, you know, obviously you can go to World of Beers, have tons of TVs. But World of Beers on the weekends. Have you been to World of Beer on the weekend? No. Oh, dude.
It's probably packed. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's worth a go. I mean, why not?
Another place would probably be King's on iDrive. Yep,
absolutely.
Which is like Splitsville.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, iDrive, you can probably go anywhere.
Right. You know, and if you really wanted to go crazy, I mean, there is that other place down the street.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't valet my car.
Yeah, I wouldn't valet my car.
But yeah.
Well, where would they... probably the NBC.
Well, NBC Brew City thing
yeah.
that they have.
Would probably be a good place
we're talking about Universal City Walk.
Right.
There's several bars in a lot of the hotels.
I think Cowfish's got a couple of televisions near their bars.
If you wanted a relatively easy bar to get into on Universal property, you could go to Cabana Bay.
Mm.
And I'll deny it saying this, but there's a little itty-bitty parking lot that you park when you go to check in,
mm-hmm.
that you could park to go check in and hang out at the bar for a cocktail or two, and they have TV in there. That'd be a nice little place. And they have TVs at the outside pool bars as well.
Getting the Hard Rock, too.
Getting into the pool would be a difficult thing.
Yeah.
Hard Rock, you go to the Velvet Room, and they have TVs in there. So, you know, we're just trying to give you some ideas. The most important thing about watching the Super Bowl on Disney property is making sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
Make sure that you Uber, Lyft, take cabs, or
Disney bus,
minivan. If you're going to drink, definitely do that. If you're coming here on vacation and you don't know the lay of the land, definitely pay somebody. It's worth the $20 and make sure you get home in one piece. But make sure you do it safe. Be safe and enjoy the game. Root for the Eagles as much as you can. just spoil Tom Brady. Because Philadelphia needs some love. Anything else?
No, I can't think of anything other.
Can't either. What do you guys think? Leave us a comment in the comment section. Where do you think you should go? But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, where have you been?
If you don't have a plan, I mean, it's too late at this point if you're trying to make a reservation somewhere. But just be flexible.
Right.
Be flexible. And be ready to sit for a long time.
Or stand.
Yes.
Because you may not be able to sit.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Anything else?
You may be knee deep in people.
Truth.
No, that's it.
All right. So we are going to wrap this show up, and I guess we will see you at the live show Monday. If you're Patreon, thank you guys for being Patreon members. We do this every Monday at 7 p.m. We do the live show at 8 p.m. for everybody. And with that, we'll see you
in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you.
Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.